Simen Nuntes, Sif Dalet. We had started explaining this Sif yesterday, and just again, to before we get into the Sif, that we have to know that Mi'ikar Adin, the Birchas Krishme, the Shatz is Maitzi, the Oilam, with Birchas Krishme. He says, Avar Bochot Hashem Yetzer, Hamei La'oret. He says the whole Birkas Krishme, and they listen, and then they answered Amen, and Yitzamayreis, and then they said, then each one said Krishme, and then they listened further Yatzim Benochem, to Gaul Yisrael, and that was the Seder Bizman Chazal. But then there was a Chuvas HaRosh, that the Rosh said on himself, that he was afraid maybe he did not listen attentively to the shots, and he missed his mind, wandered a little bit. So therefore, he decided that he's going to say quietly together with the shots. And the reason he said quietly, because there were people that were yoitzer with the shots. I mean, the Rosh was afraid. Maybe his mind wandered about Kaponim. There were people that were yaitza with the shot, so he said quietly with the shot to make sure that if his mind wanders about Kaponim, he said the Birchas Krishme. That is the crux of this sif. Now let us see in the meaning. Birchas yaitza, the bracha of yaitza, the arvis, and the bracha of amare v'arovim, Omer imashliach tzibo benacha. So if he wants to not to rely on the loch of Shemaya Koine, so he should say together with the shliach tzibo benachas quietly. Hago. V'mayer l'sayim koidim sheyisayim ashliach tzibo. Then he should make sure that he ends yaitza ma'ireis before the shliach tzibo. V'yana omein acher shliach tzibur, and then he'll answer omein after the shliach tzibur. And there's a very interesting bir aloch. The bir aloch says because he shouldn't be a perish min tzibur. That means the tzibur was not saying birchas krishme, and the tzibur was yaitza with the shas. And according to other shitas, they were only yaitza if they listened and they answered omein also. So therefore, he should make sure not to be perish min atzibur. So therefore, he'll be going slow, and he won't end the bracha before the shas. He can't answer amen. So it looks like he's different than the tzibur. So before the end of the bracha of yaitza hamoireis, he should make sure he ended already, and then he'll answer amen. That is preferable that one should do. That's what the Rosh did. Umiyu imloya moro, but meiker adin, by the Birchas Krishme, if he did not at all say Birchas Krishme, rak shmo mishliach tzibo, he heard the whole Birchas Krishme from the shliach tzibo, yoko. The bracha is eilu ha-shliach tzibo moitzi ha-yochid. These brachas, there was a takone that a shliach tzibur could be moitzi a yochid, af al pi shehu boki, even though he's a boki, that he could be moitzi him. He says, this is different than Shemayne Esrei. Shemayne Esrei, there was a takone of Chazores HaShas, but this takone was for the Einam Bekiyim, those who were a boki, so they were yoitzi with tefillah belachas. The whole takona was there were people who were einam bekiyim. They were not baki. So memela, these people lemaise, so they yaitza with the chazaras hashatz. And why did they do this? Because since tefillah is rachmim, they wanted that each person should be mispalel himself, not that a shat should be moitzim. The Einam Bekiyim did not know how to daven, so therefore the Einam Bekiyim lemaise b'yoytza with the shat. Masha'in kein, over here, here Lamaise, that there was a takone, that one could be moitzi even a boki. That means the chazan is saying birchas krishme, and with his birchas krishme, he could be moitzi a filo a boki. Miyu ein a shlir tziba moitzi a yochid bepochas me'asore. But by the birchas krishme, he could be moitzi a boki, but only if there is a minyan. Then he could be moitzi a filo a boki. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention this last thing that we had learned. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says pshat, birches krishme, we'll see Mishnah Berurah, ashitas alabush, v'chol birches hashacha, shein birches hashevach v'hido. These brachas are birches hashevach. We're praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Amei l'oretz, v'doim alav v'rachmin. These are birches hashevach. So by Birchas HaShevach, Chazal wanted that everyone should say it himself. The thanks of Rabbeinu Shalom, he should say it himself. Unless there's a minion, so then there's a klal of Boroivam Hadras Melech, so then they said that one could be mighty someone else, Afilu Aboki, because the Shevach is enhanced if there's a minyan, so then there could be. But by Birchas HaShevach, they wanted it to be different than other brachas. Birchas HaMitzvahs, Ruven can be Maitzi Shimon. Let's say I want to blow Shofar for Shimon. So I make a bracha. Mishmei Kel Shofar, and Shimon is Yaitza with the bracha of the Tekeya. They don't need a minyan, they don't need anything. I could be Maitzi him. That's by Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas HaShevach, Chazal wanted, no. You should give the Shevach with your mouth to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Or, unless there's a minion, so then the Shevach is enhanced that there's a minion listening to this bracha, so then you could be mighty, a fellow, a yochid, if there's a minion around. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotn Yud Dalet. Birchas Yaitza. Ruadin l'chol haboches v'krishme, that means a meil oret, a borabe. So you should say it quietly together im hashliach tzibo. You say it benacha, say it quietly. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, ta'av temi dino yochel l'chavin lotzeis bebirches hashliach tzibo rafel haboki. What does he have to say it quietly? And we're going to have later in this seif that you can be yoytzef, or you don't say it at all. The davke betfila in ashliach tzibo moitzi es haboki. L'chame b'simen kuf chav dalet. By tzila they wanted that one should not be moitzi mishim d'rachmin inu. Because tzila is rachmin. V'tzorech kol echon l'vakish rachmin alat. And they wanted that everyone should be m'vakish rachmin on himself. So that's by tefillah. But here, you could be mighty. So why does it say that one should say quietly? Mikol mokim yeirog oloi mashliach tzibo benachat. It's preferable that he should say together with the shliach tzibo quietly. And not to be yoytze by listening to the shliach tzibo. Why? Shekivin, shehem broches arukais. These are long broches. Ein odom yochel lechavin toder im ashliach tzibo b'shtike. A person is not capable to be mechavin the complete broche, and his mind shouldn't wander. So memele, so therefore, so they said a good eitzah. That means even though me'iker adin, if you would be ensured that you're listening properly to the whole bracha, you don't have to say the bracha. You yaitzah with shemeya koine and the amen after the bracha. But it's preferable, since a person normally cannot concentrate by a bracha ruche, so it's preferable he should say the whole bracha. Yeah. So this was Bizman the Shulchan Aruch, we had these two anhogas. Anhoga number one was Me'iker Adin. The Shat said the whole Bichas Krishma out loud, and it was Meitzah, whoever wanted to be Yitzah. And it would be preferable if a person is afraid that he will not be Mechaven properly, his mind might wander, so it would be preferable to say it quietly with the Shat. But that was Bizman HaShulchan Aruch. But Bizmanenu, now no one is a Hava Mina that will be able to be Mechavim properly, so no one listens to the Shat. The Shat is not Meitzi anyone. So everyone can, therefore you can say out loud the Birchas Krishma. So that what he said, Benachas, was Bizman that the Shat was still Meitzi others. So make sure to if you want to be Yaitz with yourself, make sure to say it quietly. Now he said, so if you're saying it, now see. Quietly. It means quietly. Yeah. Because no one is Yaitz with the Shatz. Definitely. That's what the he says in Birolach. There were people who were Yaitz with the Shatz. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it means quietly. So this is a tshuva from Rav Moshe Chelek Gimel Siman Tes that says that he mentions this problem specifically, and he says, therefore, the Shat should wait till everyone is finished saying Kodesh, then he should say Kodesh to be mighty the people who are in the middle of Shemin Esrei. Yeah. God, this is what we just said now, this Rabir Aloch, Benachas, Vayim Mishnah Berur, Benirali, that we should say quietly, Le'oma HaRosh Tov HaZekim Bizmanoi, what people who are Yaitu with the Baruch of the Shat, my Shekos of Agro, Al Kain, who Shehichmer Al Atmoy. So the Rosh did not trust himself to be Yaitu with the Shat, Slayme Bepivim Shat, or Slayme Benachas, Shalay Lag Bia Koiloi. So he should not daven loud, Kadesh of the Kalkubus El Shara Noshim Hashemim, Mechavnim Lotzis Bebichas Hashat. So that's Bizmanoi. But that's what he says. Nowadays, no one is Yaitu with the Shat. To say it quietly. So we're talking about now this frum person who wanted to make sure he's saying the brachas properly. So he says, V'yamayil esayim koyim shesayim ashlir tzibur, V'yanda omei nach ashlir tzibur. He should hurry up and say a little, by the end of the bracha, he should say a little quicker, the bracha of Yetzer Meiris. So be able to answer omei. So he says like this, the be'emsa o salani somei. If he's in the middle of the bracha, you can't answer omei. Umayishnis ba'a b'simen samach vov. The emsa biches krishma, you cannot answer omen, only omen yeshme rabbit and birim poma, kodesh, but there's some there omen you can't answer. Viyana omen. So he ended a little quicker, and then he said, Bochsham yetza meiris, then the shat said, Bochsham yetza meiris, so he answers omen, and the brochum the shat. Abu bochu bochsham meiris, lo yoima, you're not allowed to say bochu bochsham meiris, a filu bein aprokim. That's a little bit sukkah. The symbol of Yafsik Lozach, my Shikosa Bogdanov, is in the Kuf Chavdala. The Bog was may not permitted to say ready from sukkah. The Zimran, the Kolshkain, by Bichas Krishna. Achav Shliach Tzibur. So what did we say? So here we're talking about the Shatz is saying, Amei Lohret, and Bog, and he hurried up to say, Bog, the Shem Yetzam Oiret, and then he'll say, Omein, and the Bichas Hashat. Vuhu adin im shama seif brocha me odam acher, beim Broche so, oder beim Broche acheres. Now we have to underline this Mishnah Berurah, there's a machleike sachreinim in this. This is moiredik negeya. That means, ad achreinim hold, bein aprokim. That means, yoytze amoireis, so I finished that broche. So ad achreinim hold, so you're allowed to say amen on this broche. But to say amen on a different broche, let us just say something which is very shriach. Let's say a person does not go as fast as the shatz and the tzibah. So it was like this. He's, well, let's say, by Meirev, it's Meirev Negev. By Meirev, so the Doyle was saying, Rashkiveinu, Baruch Ad Hashem, Shema Amma Yisroel Loa, and he's up to go Yisroel. So he says, Baruch Hashem, go Yisroel, and the Shad says, Shema Amma Yisroel Loa. So there's a machlokes apoiskim, if he's allowed to say, Amen, and a different broche. Others hold the whole het of Bein HaProkim to say, Amen, is only on the brocha, I'm by the brocha Yotze Meiris, I'm not say Omen and Yotze Meiris, but say Omen and a different brocha you're not allowed to. So according to these poiskim, if I'm by Gol Yisrael, and the Shatz Hashem, I'm a Yisrael Lord, you keep quiet. Other poiskim is old, you're allowed to say Omen on any brocha. So according to them, so I said Gol Yisrael, so I'm allowed to say Omen Hashem, I'm a Yisrael Lord. I'm allowed to do that. So later the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes in this, but here he paskens la'halacha that you can answer Amen, which is more than you can answer Amen on any bracha that you hear. Bein bracha zu, bein bracha acheres. Now the Ramah says further that the whole inyan of saying quietly with the shat is a psahida, but me'ikar adin, Umiyu imloy amor, after he didn't say anything. No, Shmo mishliach tzibur, he heard the broch from the shliach tzibur. He's also yoytze. Vedavke im kivein lotzeis, but he has said kabonu to be yoytze, by shliach tzibur, he's kamu leitzioi, can only be yoytze with a broche. Yeah, so memele, Miu ein ashli, so now it's Sivkot Mechov. The bracha seil ashli, tzibo moitze yochid afa pichu ubaki. So these brachas, the shatz can be moitze, even though he's a baki. Eilu shal krishma. Krishma can be moitze, even he's a baki. Vuhu adin l'chol ha-brachas, means all b'chas ha-mitzvahs. The Shatz is also Moitzi Aboki. That's what it's called the Maram HaKoymus. Besides, Shmei Nesri can only be Moitzi and Einei Boki, because the Shmei Nesri is a second Shmei Nesri saying, he's only saying it for the Einei Boki. Shu Boki. Vafilu, what's he say, Kod Mechaval, Vafilu im Yotza Kva, that means Vafilu, a person said already, Michas Krishma, he's a gedavant already. And now there's a tzibah that wants to daven. They don't know, they know, and they ask him, he should say over again, Yotzeh, he should be moitzi them. So there's a din aris, v'afilu im yotzo kvar, moitzi, kamen b'simen samachtes, v'udin b'chol ha'broches, kamen b'simen tatzayei, levad mi birchas hanenin. By a birchas hanenim, that means if I made already a b'ri priyagofen, and someone says I should be moitzi him with a b'ri priyagofen, it's not negei kiddush, it's got the other things. So by a birchas hanenim, I cannot be moitzi someone else with a broche, because there's no din arvis on a birchas hanenim. Well, the Mishnah Yotza Niyochel Lohitzi Sa'achar Shem Bechui Vadaim Bebroch and Kol Kamus Mereshit Gimel Pafuvu L'Mishnah Neibok. That means by Abichas Nenim, I can only be Moitzi someone with Abichas Nenim if I need it for myself also. If I don't need it for myself, he needs it, there's no din of Alvis, I can be Moitzi with Abichas Nenim. Hayochid. So he says, you cannot be moitzi a yochid unless there's a minion there. Afilu meinei boki, bepochis meisorin. So but you need 10 people in order to be moitzi, because dafkin in birchas krishme, v'gam b'birchas hashachar halavush machmek k'birchas krishme. So we just mentioned before the Shulchan Aruch Harav that the uniqueness of these, of birchas krishme, birchas hashachar, this is a birchas hashevach, and a birchas hashevach, they wanted everyone to say the shvach, unless there's a minyan, so then the shvach gets enhanced als bereivam hadras melech, so then one can be mighty with the birchas hashvach. Avol shaar brachos, k'zayin birchas hamitzvos. Birchas hamitzvos, that means I want to be mighty someone with the rishmaya k'ol shayfa. Or birchas hanenin, or I want to be mighty someone with a birchas hanenin. That means I want to be mighty someone with a mighty. I'm eating now, and I want to be mighty someone else. So there is no Indian of a b'leivam hadras melech that you need that geminyim. Afilu yochid mighty si yochid afilu lefoki. Glaubisim in ches by birchas hamitzvus. So that I can be mighty someone with the lisata petitzes, and I can be mighty someone else. And then you don't need a minion by birchas hamitzvus. Ach, the birchas hanenin yeshkan b'chaluki. When I say I can be mighty someone, I feel like making the bracha also for myself. I can be mighty someone else with this bracha yeshkan b'chaluki. There's chilukim when you could and when you can. The bracha rishayin shel halechem v'ayayin l'kol almadim k'moy shekosavnu. That if you want to be mighty, I want to say a mighty for me, and I want to be mighty someone else also. Or a bayre b'riya gofen, I want to be mighty someone else, so I can do that. Chadisa b'reishim and kum sadi gimel sifalo. Ach, but there's a condition. Tzor sheyikbu es atzmo b'lozeh, dahaynu sheyeshvu yachad. By a birchas hanenin, we have to be kaveya to eat. So since there's a kviyas, then I can't be maitiyim. But l'inyan, that's what got me a brocha rishoyin. L'inyan birchas hamozim, im rak shnayim ochlu, if two people ate, there's no din zimun, mitzvah l'chalei. Then each one should bench. If one doesn't know how to bench, but a birchas anenen, not by passing wine. I want to be mighty him. Bein bebrocha, shein bein bebrocha, choni yesh teis bein apoiskim, nadis ahol tumul. Since there's no kvias by a fruit, so there's a machlekes b'chal, if lechatul you can be mighty. No, there's no kvias achilu, he's not being kveya to eat. That means if we sit down to eat, so we are united that we're both of us are eating. So then I could be mighty him with the mighty. Yeah, you're not kaveying yourself eating an orange, eating an apple. So it's not called a kvias of achila. So memela. So there's a whole tumul. If lechatchila you're allowed to. Yeah, a geffen is a kvias. Wine and pas. These two things are kvias. Now let's go further than machaba, which is something which is very much negayah to all of us. The bottom line of the Mechaba, when the Shatz says, Baruch Hashem HaBoicha B'Am Yisrael Ba'ave, and then everyone says, Shema Yisrael, and I ended before the Shatz. No, waiting. My Yisrael says, HaBoicha B'Am Yisrael Ba'ave, so the Mechaba holds, don't you dare answer Omein. Why? Mishum da havi hefsik, it's a hefsik by lekamon simin. That means since, so he learned since this is. I said the bracha already. I said the bracha. So the Mechaber held that the Birchas Krishma are equivalent to Birchas HaMitzvahs. So what will be the din if by a Birchas HaMitzvahs I made a brocha on the mitzvah, Lishmaya Kol Shofar, and then I'll say, if I said the brocha myself, and then I hear someone else says this brocha, then it's Amen and it's brocha. So that's a hefsek between the my brocha and the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Krishma, I already said the brocha b'ruch b'amisro b'yav, then he says the b'ruch b'amisro b'yav, I'm not permitted to answer Amen and his brocha, because I made already the birchas amitzvahs, now I have to do the mitzvah. That's what the Mechaber says, and the Ramos says, my lakam atzimin samachalof. Now let us see the Mishnah. Very good. We'll talk about it soon. The Havi Hefzik ben Krishma lahabroche. Kamaisha Osik. Also, lahamsik ben kol dvar mitzvah yanoh shemevorchen olo v'abroche shel lefonim. I made a broche, and now I'm doing a mitzvah, and I'll be mafsik, I'll say amen. So memele, so the Mechaber holds he's not allowed to answer amen. Aber bebirchis yoytzer oyer, the Mechaber, the day we held before, I could answer amen. Gamu moidu l'dinu l'ramo b'zeh, dimsayim koi mishlir, tibi yeshvan l'shomim acho. Because the broch of Yitzhar is not a birchas hamitzvah on Krishma. The broch of Yitzhar is a brochas. I can answer Amen on this brochas. The broch of Avarabu, which is right before Krishma, that is considered a birchas hamitzvah, I'm not permitted to answer Amen on this. That's what the Mechaber says. And then the Ramos says, Vayin lekamon simin samachalos. So now Mr. Bush says, what is the remote? The Sham Nisboyer, the Gambir is a Becher, Haminig Lassayim Koidem Ashlir Tzibu, Golan is Omei Nacha Ashlir Tzibu, Kamashi Kosmodaki Moshe Bissimitze. The Minig is we do answer Omei, the Vahatam. So now you're tying what you just signed it. The Birchis Krishmainim Daimai Slusha Birchis HaMitzvot. It's not similar to Birchis HaMitzvot. Shereen Mevorchim Asher Kishon Mitzvot Mitzvot Nalik Vashma. It's not considered a Birchis HaMitzvot. Ela Brochis B'nei Asson. These are Brochis which Chazal wanted that we should say them. But Tifnu Lavoy Choysam Koidem Krishma. We say the Brochis before Krishma. But it's not Birchis HaMitzvahs. Lachain. Therefore, Ein Chshash B'ma Shemafsid Beinam LeKrishma. It's not a Birchis HaMitzvahs. It's Baruchis, which theoretically have no Shaychis with the Mitzvah of Krishma. So I can answer, and this Baruch I can answer Amen. It's not called as a Hefzik between the Baruch and the Mitzvah. Ba'ayim Ba'achroinim She'atiku Kulam Estivere HaRambol Adinim. So the Maisel we have here, a Machlikas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber, for some reason, holds as a din of Birchas and Mitzvahs, and you're not allowed to answer Amen. And the Ramah says we could answer Amen. So the Achroinim say, that Lalocha we pass can like the Ramah. Dimsi and Birchas are Becher, Koidem Ashtir Tziba, Yeshvan is Amen, Acha Ashtir Tziba. That means if the Maisel, he ended before, so now the shayla is, am I mechuyiv to say amen? Am I not mechuyiv to say amen? According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to say amen. According to the Ramo, you're mechuyiv to say amen. La'aloche, if you ended the brocha before the shas, you answer amen. Ach lechat chile, but let me tell you one thing. Yoyzitoyim shiyisayim b'shovim ashliach tzibot. But it would be preferable to avoid the shayla. That means the halacha is, let us just mention one halacha, which is, let's speak about Yotze HaMoiris. Yotze HaMoiris, everyone knows you're allowed to answer Amen. What is the din if I set together Yotze HaMoiris with the shayla? I said it together, Yotze HaMoiris. It's not halacha, it's like this. On my personal bracha, I'm not allowed to answer Amen. That means I made a bracha and I say Amen on my bracha. That's us. You know, to answer Amen on your bracha. Mm-hmm. Now, what if I end the bracha together with the shots? Yitzhak Amoyres. So, theoretically, I'm not saying Amen on my bracha. I'm saying Amen on his bracha. A person makes a bracha himself. It is Meguna to answer Amen on your bracha. I'm saying Yitzhak Amoyres and then I'm agreeing to what I said. But if I said together with him, so then I'm agreeing to what he said. So theoretically, this should be permissible. But it looks very modern, what his intent is. He's saying, Yaita Moises Amen. So it looks like he's saying Amen and his bracha. So the halacha is, if this occurs, that you said Yaita Moises together with the shat, you don't answer Amen, period. Because it looks like you're answering Amen on your own block. So then you don't answer Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we have here a Shaila, is one Mechuyiv to answer Amen on Oyev Ami Yisrael Ba'ava. He Mechuyiv to answer Amen. The Mechaber says, it's also to answer Amen, because it's a Hefzik. The Gemara says, it's not a Hefzik, and then you Mechuyiv to answer Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but listen, Afal, and together with the shas, Aboicha Bami Yisrael Bahava, say together with the shas, so then I avoided all problems. I'm not allowed to say Amen now, because look like I'm saying Amen on my own bracha. So therefore, there the halacha is, so then I'm avoiding all problems. If I say together with the shas, Aboicha Bami Yisrael Bahava, then we'll say together Shema Yisrael, and no problem. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's true. That's in the middle of the bracha. That's in the middle of the bracha. We stick it in the middle of the bracha. It's called bichas. No, you just made a big boo-boo. If it's a birchas mitzvah, so the mitzvah limud ha-toire is, I'm going to learn after Shemayin Esrei. Krishma is not limud ha-toire. Very good, very good. A good kash. But kavan d'alochas, you're not yaitza with Krishma. Mikadin, you're not yaitza with Krishma. Only b'shas ha-tchad. So forget, because you have to learn afterwards. You have to learn after Shemayin Esrei. So that's why. So he says, so it would be preferable, achol chatchile, yaisa tem sheisayim b'shavim ha-shliach tzibur. He should end together with the shliach tzibur. Leitzayich o'lam ne'isom e'nacho. Ba'im b'derech ha-chaim she'kosav de'in lam ne'isom e'nacho brocha ha'cheres b'in ha-vachab l'shma. He says, this is ha-chaim says, afilu will hold like the Rambo. You could answer Amen. So even though before we mentioned, after yaisa moiris, he can answer Amen on any brocha, and after Abayich Abam Yisrael Ba'av, he can only answer on this bracha according to the Ramah, but not on any other bracha. Let's start Sif Hei. Now, Imto Bebirchas Yoitzel. Now, let us speak for 1 minute. Let us speak, and then we'll compare that into it. Let's say Ashat is davening Shemayin Esrei. He's davening Shemayin Esrei. He's saying Shiva Shekhani Kavari Shaina, and then all of a sudden he gets a tumult, he doesn't know how to go further. So he can't continue. For some reason he can't continue, especially Bisman Chazal, who's no Siddurim. Al Kaponim, he can't continue. So someone else goes up and continues the Shemayna Esrei from the Shiva Shekhani. So now the Shah said, the Shiva Shekhani Kavari Shaina, he got stuck. So now someone comes up. So he should say, V'yatzeinu kevatchila. You don't start in the middle of a bracha. So that means, so since this bracha was not said properly, so the second one starts from a shiva shevteinu kvarishay. That's the din. That means he has to start from the beginning of the bracha. We can't make a half a bracha. The shatz is going to say the other half. The second person is going. We don't split brachas. If he's moitzi you with a bracha, you have to be moitzi a complete bracha. Now, let's now go back. Bizman Chazal, the bracha of Yitzer Habayres Yitzer Habayrechayshim, which is a big bracha. The shatz was mighty. Everyone was quiet, and the shatz was mighty. The whole thing was mighty. Now, in the middle of this bracha, he got stuck. He got stuck. So now, someone else has to be mighty the oilam. This someone else will not say, you don't start in the middle of a bracha. So he'll go back and he'll say, now, the Mechab is going to say, the Mechab is going to say, but if they said, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokis Mechav Kevoidai, the before boy Fanim, he got stuck before boy Fanim, we consider that we ended something already. It's not called a middle. This first bracha is tremendous. It speaks about a lot of things. So if he said Kaddish and he got stuck, so the one who gets up and wants to be mighty the Olam, he starts by fun. That's one thing. And the second thing, if he the first one said by Fanim, he's up to Lekel Boruch, we consider Lekel Boruch also a new Haskola, he ended this, so he starts from Lekel Boruch. That's what the Mechab is going to say. Im Tobe Birches Yoitze, Tobe means he can't continue. Binyin Shetzorich Lamed Ache Tachto, Im Tobe Mikdushe Ve'ilach, he said Kodosh, and the Shein, so that's called an end already, it's not called in the middle of a bracha. And the Shein Yitzorich Lahaschil, Elam Imokim Sheposa, he'll start saying Vaifanim, Has Agod Aynu Shemasro Mikdushe Ve'ilach, from after Kedusha. But if he got stuck before that, then he stopped at the beginning of the brach. So to Mishabura, Tachta, Vaini Shein Dei Lach, Selim Kaimim. Mikdusha, Beilach, Daina, Beyafanim, Beilakel, Boch, Nimes. Beilach, Im, Beyafanim, Toh, Tzach, Lachach, Me, Beyafanim. Lekel, Boch, Nimes, Tzach, Lachach, Letchilus, Lekel, Boch, Nimes. ואף זה קיים לו נקם עושים מקוף חבוב, זה השם ניצוח להסחול מתחיל לסברוך, זה מן שמפור עליי תקה בשייפה, שתואר ראשי, שאני הוכה, מכיוון שעונו קודש, קודש, משום, so this ends a חלק of the ברוך, it's considered like we ended something, it's not considered like a middle, משום ואילך כתחיל לסברוך אדם, בראש, Shein Chilkin Brocha Achel for Shtayim. Because if he got stuck before Kodesh, so it's called, he's in the middle of the Brocha, then you have to go back to the beginning. Zedavke Bizman Shein Noigim Moitzi Bebichas Krishma. So now the second one wants to be Moitzi the Oilam, he has to start from the beginning. Avol Kahayoyim Shaminik Shkolechen Bavoich Lasma. Everyone makes Bichas Krishma. Ve'ein Shum Echad Yoitzi Bebichas Lich Tzibo. So unless he got stuck in the middle, so since you're not being mighty anyone, so then I'm up to before Kodesh. So I continue where I'm up to because no one is mighty anyone but these brochis. Yes. You told me, yeah. Okay, good.